Coast Radio News for Thanksgiving Day 2019. I'm George Henry. For the third night in a row, inclement weather and cold temperatures have forced the opening of the cold weather shelter at the Presbyterian Church of the Siuslaw on Highway 101. Transportation will once again be provided from Siuslaw Public Library, Safeway, and Fred Meyer. Registration will begin this evening at 5 p.m. with an evening meal provided. Transportation in the morning from the shelter begins after breakfast is served. According to Greg Wood, there is also a good possibility that the shelter will open again tomorrow evening. If you have the opportunity to serve in a volunteer capacity, contact Greg Wood at 541-991-8208. The theme for the 113th Annual Rhododendron Festival has yet to be decided, and it will take the public's input to make that happen. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for ideas and asking the community to submit their ideas for a fun, creative theme that represents the festival. There is also a $50 prize for the winning submission. In association with the festival, the chamber is also accepting applications for the Rhododendron Court Scholarship Pageant. For more information, you can contact the chamber or email info@florencechamber.com. This Saturday and Sunday is the Florence Festival of Trees to benefit the Oregon Coast Military Museum. Sunday's gala event is sold out, but Saturday the community can browse the many hand-decorated trees and find lots of decorations and ideas for gifts. Saturday's event will run from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. You can have your photo taken with Santa. There will be face painting, a community chorus, and children's holiday crafts. In addition, the Crow Flight Dance Team will perform, as well as some Crow singers. The event is free on Saturday at the Florence Event Center. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, November 28th, 2019.